Have you ever been injured by one of your kids' toys? 407-919-1051.
Lego.
Yeah, right. The new Lego movie comes out today. It would be a lot funnier. It's probably going to be a great movie, but all the parents stepping on those, putting that together, that'd be a great little blooper reel.
And a dance.
But my daughter got a fiddle stick. Do you know what a fiddle stick is? I didn't really know what one is either, but it's a very small miniature version of a regular lacrosse stick.
Oh, okay.
So just a tiny one. And it's, I guess,
like
to
how
work.
Tiny? Like as big as your arm?
About a foot and a half long, as opposed to a regular 3-4 foot stick.
Foot and a half.
Mm-hmm. And it's, so it's, you try to get used to hand-eye coordination and moving the ball around in the little net thing. And she's out there and she's throwing it in this net that we have set up in the backyard. And she'll catch it and she'll twirl it around and it won't fall out. And she's pretty good at it. And I'm like, well, how hard can this be? So I went out there and I grabbed it and I threw the first one, not too hard, and I caught it easily. And then I threw the next one and tried to do the little twist with the stick, and it hits the side of it. And I don't know if you can see the side of my face here, but I'm a little bit swollen on the right side of my cheek this morning.
So like the ball bounced back?
Ball came off the net. I tried to catch it. I didn't have the stick facing the ball. It was sideways.
You got hit with the ball, not the stick.
Yes.
Well, that's good. At least you didn't hit yourself with a stick.
It's because it was only my second throw. It would have, if I would have had more time, I would have, you know, I'm sure injured myself with it.
Yeah.
But took the ball right to the face. And of course, my daughter's dying laughing like, not so easy, is it?
They do that, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Megan, did you get hurt by a kid's toy?
I got a broken toe by a kid's toy.
Oh, from what?
My son had these little Pokemon figurines. They're like not even an inch big. They're about an inch big, a little bigger. And in the middle of the night, I have a one-year-old, and this is when she's like 6 months old. I had to go get her a bottle, and for some friggin' reason, my son felt the need to put all of his Pokemon in a line outside by the sink. And I didn't know, so I tripped on one. Like, I stepped on it, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, and I jumped up, and then, like, I smacked my foot somehow on the cabinet, and I ended up with a broken toe. It was horrible.
And you ruined his display.
Yes. Right. And probably that liquid gold. You ruined the milk.
Come on.
He's playing Home Alone.
Right.
He had a trap for you.
He was protecting the house.
When he woke up, I said, Cameron, what were you doing? And he's like, I was playing with them, and then you said it was time for bed. I said, yeah, you pick up your toys when it's time for bed.
Yeah.
The right, Mom said go to bed, so that's what I did.
Yeah.
The only time.
We're talking about how you got hurt by your kid's toy. Deborah, what happened to you?
Good morning. I actually had to get 8 stitches from one of our favorite holiday dolls that we all parents go crazy about.
How?
Well, we have a little neighborhood competition, and we were having it poop in a vase. And I was trying to put Sixlet for the poop, and I slipped and caught my arm on a cabinet knob and ripped it wide open and had to get 6 stitches at 1:30 in the morning.
Just trying to be a helpful mom.
And then doll poop everywhere.
Right. I didn't think about that,
Dana. My husband can't stand blood, so he's about to pass out and vomit, and I'm wrapping my arm up and trying to clean up everything.
Oh, my gosh.
It was wonderful.
All right, Deborah. Glad you're okay now. Have a great morning.
Thanks. You too. Have a great morning. Bye-bye.
Hi, Deborah. How did you get injured?
My grandson, he's 1 year old, and he puts all his trucks in a row. He woke me up almost a week now to go get him a cup of milk. And when I did, I didn't know he put his trucks out. I fell, hit the counter, got 6 stitches over my left eye.
This is fresh.
Oh.
Yes,
oh
very
my
fresh.
Oh, we hit a subject this morning. And that boy is never getting milk in the middle of the night ever again.
We'll have to go get it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he woke me up last night for milk.
Uh-oh. But you know what? Then the real fire trucks ended up having to come to the house, and he probably thought it was great.
Oh, no.
No, what I did was I still stayed home because I had to take them to school the next morning and to daycare, and then I went to the emergency room, and that's when I realized I needed 6 stitches.
Wow. Aww. You're a trooper,
Deborah.
Have a great morning. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Amy. How'd you get hurt by your kid's toy?
My kids are grown, but back in the day of He-Man and Ninja Turtles, it wasn't the character so much, but the accessories. So we would walk through the house, and it would be a shield or a pizza thrower that you would just step on, and it would literally pierce your foot. So we call them FFs in our house.
Which
so
means?
It was like foot fudgers.
Oh.
Horrible. We said if we just kept them there, nobody would ever break in. They would be hurt.
You invented Home Alone before Home Alone even came out.
Oh, yeah. It was rough. But I have all those toys. I'm waiting for them to experience it when they have children.
There needs to be a Roomba-type vacuum that has a big enough chamber to just go around like at night and suck all that stuff up.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
There's the invention of 2019, Amy.
There you go. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.